Good morning. A trough of low pressure is pivoting through the region with another round of energy from the mid-levels of the atmosphere, touching off a few scattered showers and spots across interior New York and New England. Otherwise, skies are mostly cloudy. Some breaks of sunshine in spots, and most everyone starting in the 40s and lower 50s. As that trough passes by, showers will tend to wind down this morning, and more dry weather possible this afternoon. The trough will also bring with it gusty winds out of the west at times over 20 miles per hour and a shot of cooler air, which will keep most everyone in the 50s and lower 60s today, although with the wind it'll feel cooler through the afternoon and into the evening. Clouds will continue to diminish not only this afternoon but into the night tonight. The winds will die out as well, and with clear skies and light winds overnight, temperatures will drop back into the 30s across the region with areas of frost, especially across the higher terrain. This will leave us with a sunny start and high pressure in control tomorrow. It'll stay dry through the day, although the next storm system will bring some clouds in through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Still, temperatures will find their way into the lower 60s. Clouds will thicken Thursday evening and rain will begin Thursday night as that storm lifts out of the Tennessee Valley and toward us here in the Northeast. Rain will keep going through the first half of the day Friday before it turns more showery during the afternoon. Still, a rather wet day on Friday, keeping temperatures in the 50s to around 60. That storm system will pull through New England, but the upper level portion of the storm will linger over top of us for the entire weekend. That'll keep mostly cloudy skies in place, and scattered showers will be common from time to time for both Saturday and Sunday. We will manage to get to the lower 60s on Saturday, but stay in the 50s again on Sunday before even cooler air moves in with more showers for the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that low pressure system is rapidly taking shape across the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley today. The system will bring numerous showers and thunderstorms to areas from the western Gulf Coast and southern plains to the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys through tonight. Abundant moisture streaming northward into the system will support the potential for more heavy rainfall, and flash flooding will be possible, with the greatest threat expected across the mid-Mississippi Valley, where the ground is already saturated from that major storm in the past week. New flood watches and warnings have been issued. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, is forecasting a slight to enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the western Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley through tonight, with strong wind gusts, hail, and a few tornadoes all possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 25 degrees with a west wind at 79 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 37, 57% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, breezy in the lower to mid-60s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds and windy in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and windy with highs right around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature, 57, that's 3 degrees above normal. 39 hundredths of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 1.04 inches for the month, which is 83 hundredths above normal. And 13.97 inches for the year, which is 2.59 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 11. That's 12 below normal. And 5,572 for the season, which is 844 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 89, set in 2001 and in 1913. And the record low, 29, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m. 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, highs in the lower to mid-50s, becoming clear tonight with areas of frost likely in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with a passing shower possible today, highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight, areas of frost in the mid to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-50s, becoming clear tonight with areas of frost, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower 60s. Rain, breezy, and cool Friday near 60. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with scattered showers Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Lower 60s Saturday, in the lower to mid-50s Sunday and Monday, and partly sunny in the upper 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.